Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Drawing a line, bone chill. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama says the U.S. will take action in response to Russia's hacking of Democratic officials' email accounts during the campaign. Reid Binion reports.
We need to take action, and we will.
President Obama vowing action against Russia over its election-related hacking. Obama's statement coming after an intelligence assessment suggesting Vladimir Putin himself was involved, according to a source familiar with the matter. Donald Trump tweeting Thursday in part, "Why did they only complain after Hillary lost?" White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest noting that the Obama administration did raise concerns about the issue in October.
It benefited the Trump campaign, and it hurt the Clinton campaign.
I'm Reid Binion.
Dangerous wind chill of 20 to 30 degrees below gripping parts of the Northeast this morning. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
We've got winter weather advisories out, and temperatures along with the wind chill factor. It is bone-chilling cold from Philadelphia to New York all the way to Rochester.
Parts of upstate New York could see up to 2 feet of snow through today. I'm Elliot Francis. Corpus Christi, Texas, has told its 300,000 residents not to drink their tap water. Correspondent Alan Skaya tells why.
Corpus Christi says up to 24 gallons of a toxic chemical may have contaminated the water supply. The city's Kim Womack says the leak started yesterday afternoon, but the city didn't issue a warning for 6 hours.
Part of the issue was we didn't know what we were dealing with. We didn't know what chemicals. We didn't know the extent of the chemicals.
Residents started chanting after the city gave an update this afternoon. Corpus Christi says boiling the water will not make it safe. Schools canceled class and many stores sold out of bottled water. I'm Alan Skaya.
A jury has found South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof guilty of all 33 federal hate crime charges he was accused of. The 22-year-old murdered 9 people at a historically black church in South Carolina last year. The court will now decide if Roof gets life in prison or the death penalty. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The North Carolina man accused of firing a gun inside Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington while investigating a fake news story is due in court again this morning, a day after being indicted. Prosecutors have argued that 28-year-old Edgar Welch is dangerous and should remain in jail. His lawyer will have an opportunity this morning to argue for his release on bail. The Clarendon Ballroom is responding to claims that it told organizers of a pro-Trump event that they would not be welcome.
MAGA 3X says 500 tickets were sold to their deplorable at the Clarendon Ballroom. Now they say the venue is pulled out of the deal. Corey Stewart used to chair the Trump campaign in Virginia.
This is just a slap in the face.
The ballroom's Marisa Pott says that's not the case at all.
It basically has come down to the organizers not signing a contract and following basic event planning protocol.
She says they've been getting harassed ever since, but they welcome all groups.
The ballroom is very inclusive event space.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the group now says it is searching for another larger venue for its deplorable. A former Metro Transit police officer has been indicted on federal charges of trying to provide aid to ISIS. 37-year-old Nicholas Young of Fairfax is accused of giving material support and resources to the group. He's also charged with obstruction of justice. How are D.C. restaurants reacting to Metro's decision to cut back late-night hours?
We're disappointed.
David Moran with the Clyde's Restaurant Group is also pragmatic.
We're not anti-fixing the Metro. You know, it has to be fixed.
But Moran says it's hard on customers and restaurant employees.
We employ 1,200 employees alone in the district, and we're very concerned about their ability to get home after work.
Moran says they're still hoping for a better solution. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,852, the NASDAQ at 54,57. Sports, the Seahawks beat the Rams. College basketball, GW wins. The Wizards host the Pistons tonight. The Caps visit Carolina. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it.
ARS Rescue Rooter is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Rooter for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Watch if you're heading in the northbound direction. North of Laurel, you come up toward Route 32 with the crash. One lane blocked. Now, at this early hour, I'm not seeing too much of a backup. I'll let you know if any of those delays start to grow. But for now, you're getting past the accident activity cautiously. Northbound BW Parkway 32. Now, southbound, your lanes are open. No troubles getting down through to the Beltway. Beltway Friday morning off to a nice quiet start. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia 95, 395 and into town good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be another cold day on this Friday with increasing clouds and a high eventually around 32. And a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible late with a low of 27. Transition to rain during the weekend with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 13 in Herndon, 14 in Beltsville, 17 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump's new chief of staff meets with his predecessors at the White House today. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning to you. We made it to Friday, 5:07 on WMAL. And let me just say to you right off the bat, it is so cold outside. Just get ready. It's going to be brutally cold when you get up and get around this morning. But, you know, we are here to give you a warm radio experience to prepare for that. And we got a lot of stuff. First of all, we'll talk about the weather with a couple of experts from the Weather Channel. We'll check and see how the D.C. Government is responding to all the cold. That's all a little bit later in the show. But then, at 7:05, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. At 8:05, a short visit with Greg Gutfeld. Yeah, I went there. At 8:15, Christian Toto, a well-known film critic on Rogue One, which is out today, and Brett Baer from your Fox News channel at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is wrapping up his vacation today. He'll be back next week. And joining us here today, very honored to have senior political correspondent for National Review, Jim Garrity. Now, listen, Jim Garrity's an old hand about covering politics, but let me also say, follow him on Twitter because he's very entertaining as well. Good morning to you, Jim.
Brian, thank you very much for having me.
What is your Twitter handle? Let's make sure we get that out there.
At Jim Garrity. And of course, that doesn't help anybody. So it's J-I-M. The Jim part is the easy part. Yeah, I never had a problem with
right,
that.
Right, right.
I don't get the Jin or anything like that. No. My last name is spelled G-E-R-A-G-H-T-Y.
Garrity, it's like an Irish spelling.
It is, yes. Okay. The Ellis Island did not change anything when we came through.
Right. Well, listen, it's good to have you here. And since you're such a respected reporter around town, I thought it'd be a good idea. I know. I'm buttering you up. I thought we'd have spent some time talking about where things are with this Trump transition, because you've been looking at it and covering on a day-to-day basis. And, I mean, it's been a lot of interesting stuff. My take on it, Jim, is that he has chosen some people who will go into these agencies around town and do exactly what he said he was going to do, which is sort of rattle the cages, change things, challenge the status quo. I sort of like the picks that I've seen thus far. Mm-hmm. What's your sense
of
it?
Do you remember like 2 or 3 days after the election when it was the first transition and chaos,
yeah,
right? It was the first reports.
Yeah,
and kind of a sense of like, man, you know, that honeymoon was shorter than,
yeah,
you know, shorter than a Kardashian's, right? You know,
right.
And so far, I think there are a couple surprises in the picks. I don't think a lot of people saw Rex Tillerson coming as Secretary of State. Some of them were kind of surprising for their past experience in Washington, Elaine Chao. But otherwise, I think right now, Things could always change, but right now you'd bet that almost all of them should get Senate confirmation.
Well, let's,
some of them with a decent number of Democrats supporting.
Let's talk about the two that have raised the most questions among Democrats, and one is Rex Tillerson to be the Secretary of State because he's a friend of Vladimir Putin's. They say that is a problem. Many people are saying, including I've seen three Republicans who voice some concern.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I was going to say that what shocked me about that was if the first thing you hear about Rex Tillerson is, well, he's a friend of Vladimir Putin, he's head of Exxon, and we don't usually think of secretaries of state coming from large companies, so it's a little unusual in that sense. But within a day of the announcement, Condi Rice, Dick Cheney, and Robert Gates all come out and say, this is a terrific guy. We totally support him. What a fantastic pick. They don't strike me as the kind of people who'd be like, yes, let's put in the Putin guy. We love the FSB. No, those are fairly hawkish voices. So I look at that and I think the first impression on Tillerson doesn't strike me as all that reliable. I want to hear more from him. I want to see how he handles these questions and hearings.
One assumes that this guy has got his act together. You don't rise to be the chief executive of Exxon for a number of years, go around the world and negotiate some of the toughest energy deals that have ever been known to mankind without having a few skills.
The initial coverage made you think that he would be answering comrade to all of the Senate questions.
That's right. Well, comrade Rubio. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. And by the way, he's from Wichita Falls, Texas, which means, and I'm told he speaks with a very distinct Texas twang. You got to love that. A Secretary of State who goes around the country, around the world, speaking with a Texas accent.
It will be quite a change from John Kerry.
Yeah, I know. It's like night and day. Okay, the other one that people have sort of had some angst about and have said, well, we're going to give this guy the once-over, is a member of the United States Senate, Jeff Sessions, who has been nominated to be the Attorney General for Donald Trump. What do you think?
I was going to say, at this point, I would expect the Republicans to remain unified. Now, when somebody goes through Senate confirmation process, they look at every conceivable aspect of their public life, of their private life. If they can dig up any dirt, they will put it out there. Barring some new revelation, I would fully expect Sessions to be supported. I'd be surprised if the Democrats remain totally unified against him. I don't think you can use this allegation of 30 years ago, he said this and this has offended someone. Well, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think that, most people are inclined to be deferential to the president and his picks, and Sessions is undoubtedly qualified, knowledgeable of the law.
And they've been alongside him for a long time.
Yeah.
I covered the initial confirmation when he was battled, when he was named to be a judge, and the one that everybody talks about some 30 years ago. One of the first stories I covered when I came to Washington, and that was the thinnest stuff ever. And I thought, this guy's getting railroaded. And what we came to understand later was that was Ted Kennedy's test run on what they would do to Supreme Court nominees going forward.
Yeah.
That's exactly where they sort of fine-tuned that strategy.
It was proto-Borking.
It was absolutely the prototype for the Borking that came later. I've always felt that that was an injustice. He went on to, by the way, be a Supreme Court justice in Alabama, went on to become, of course, a senator from the state of Alabama, went on to serve on the Judiciary Committee in the United States Senate alongside Ted Kennedy, and even some of the Democrats who had voted against him said...
How many Senate Democrats have co-sponsored legislation with this guy? How many have co-chaired hearings with this guy? And they all of a sudden going to turn around and say, no, he's history's greatest monster, and we dare not trust him with the law enforcement authority of the United States.
And civil rights leaders in the state of Alabama have come out in support of him, and that goes a long way, in my estimation, the people who know him best. So there's that. Okay. Now, there's some interesting things are going on behind the scenes, and some of the ones we're not paying attention to may be interesting. You've been paying close attention to Carly Fiorina, who is rumored to be
the director of national intelligence.
Right.
Now, a lot of people said, well, wait a minute, she was at Hewlett Packard. Well, people don't really necessarily realize back in 2006, 2007, she was on a CIA advisory board. Among the topics, look at how social media and the internet could be changing intelligence gathering. And look, there hasn't been a lot of discussion of that in the media lately, has there, Brian?
No, it's been one of the major topics, right?
So she's, and there was this rumor, so she discussing this, and one of the things she said in the late 2015 election debate was, we have more IRS agents, that we have CIA and FBI agents, isn't that a misallocation of resources? Well, there are some folks on the left who looked at that and said, aha, she has leaked classified information.
How so?
So the idea is that the number of people who work for the CIA is classified. We know the number of IRS agents, we know the number of FBI agents. Thus, if you can do math, you can calculate the number of CIA agents, and Carly Fiorina has leaked classified information.
You can find a range. You don't know the exact number, right?
It turns out, back in 2014, the Washington Post did their very extensive series by Dana Priest looking at the intelligence community. One of the things they managed to get their hands on was the budget request of the Director of National Intelligence back in 2014. So they'd had how many people work for each agency right in that report.
Yeah.
So I talked to the Fiorina people. Do you know the sensitive classified system they use to figure out that information? Google.
It was there all along.
Yeah, and this was obviously back when Hillary was at the heat of her problems, and they were trying to say, oh, look, that person leaked classified information, too. Look, Ted Cruz leaked classified information, too. Trying to make it, oh, everybody does it. It happens to everybody. No big deal. Stop looking suspiciously at our nominee.
Well, listen, there's more talk about there's some new developments in Trump land as the meetings continue at Trump Towers. We'll get that in just a moment. Right now, it's 5:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. And it is 270. No early troubles here. And hoping for a good run here on our Friday morning. Right now, between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway, each direction, good. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and Arnold Beltway, no troubles, but the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's where we do have an incident. Northbound direction as you approach 32, we have the right side with the accident activity. Southbound lanes are open, and right now, briefest of delays to get you by. Keep a close watch on that. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, you're looking good. No troubles over our Anacostia crossings, looking good, coming across the 14th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, folks, increasing clouds and a high of 32 today, so we'll get right up to the freezing mark. Tonight, however, is when things get a little dicey. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And, you know, that's the dreaded wintry mix is possible late tonight and a low of 27. However, when you wake up on Saturday, you'll be dealing with some of that wintry mix, a good chance. But then it's going to turn to rain. And I'm not making this up. By the time the day is over, temperatures will rise into the low 50s, and on Sunday in the mid 50s. So, you know, if we get through today and early tomorrow, we're going to be all right. Currently in the nation's capital, however, it is really cold. It is 15 degrees in Northwest, and the feel-like temperature is 9. I'm sorry. I have to be the bearer of bad news. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet and Cleaning.
For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So we'd like to take this moment to thank all our customers, their families, and everyone listening. Have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year from all of us at Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning.
5:17 on WMAL. We're talking about the Trump transition with Jim Garrity, our guest host today. He's a senior political correspondent for National Review and a guy who looks at things with a jaundiced eye. And really, you should get that jaundiced eye look at. It's not sightly.
Yellow journalism.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so a couple of things have come out in the last few days. Trump has picked Lieutenant General Kellogg. I don't know. Michael, what's his first name? I'll get it here in a second. But Lieutenant General Kellogg and Monica Crowley of Fox News. She's a Fox News contributor, I guess. She is a radio personality and a longtime supporter of Donald Trump. She's been named Senior Director of Strategic Communication for the National Security Council, and that came out yesterday. That seems like a lot of people at Fox get looked at pretty closely by this administration.
It's fair to say, obviously Rudy Giuliani took himself out of the running for Secretary of State, but he was in there. We know KT McFarland already selected as Deputy National Security Advisor.
Longtime friend of this show, yeah.
I guess the other thing is that, so there's this report that Kimberly Guilfoyle is a potential White House press secretary.
From the five. This one, I don't know. I don't know about this one.
We'll see how this shakes out. But, you know, in England or the UK, they have what they call the shadow cabinet. The party out of power has their equivalent to the people in the cabinet who are kind of seen as the persons who will step into that positions if the party, control of the government switches.
So they have a sort of a government in waiting.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling Fox News is sort of like the Trump administration in waiting?
Maybe that's like, it. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there have been a lot of people who make regular appearances. appearances on Fox News and who are what we call paid contributors who have ended up, you know, KT McFarland, prime example of it, going to the national security operation over there. So that's very interesting. Kimberly Guilfoyle, though, I mean, I kept hearing Sean Spicer. Mm-hmm. Sean Spicer is the guy who's got the juice. He's on the inside. Reince Priebus likes him. So when you see something like Kimberly Guilfoyle, is that real or is that just buttering up someone?
I was going to say, if you are about to staff an administration, and we should point out, the Trump administration is going to have to appoint like 3,000 people, right? I mean, you know, chances are, if you're not picked for the job you want, there are still a whole bunch of other jobs out there that the Trump administration could stick these people. Now, whether you want to be deputy undersecretary, assistant manager of this particular federal program is, as opposed to the glorious job of being White House press secretary, maybe that's not quite as appealing. But you kind of look at this and you have this feeling that, like, man, an easy way to ingratiate yourself to every reporter in the world is to say, why don't you come in and have an interview? We really like you. We really think you're a very talented person. Yeah. We might have you on the team. Even if you go in the other direction, it's a little flattering to be considered. You know?
Yeah, nice to be considered, have your name out there. And, you know, that, I guess, strokes the ego of people in broadcast who might have an ego. Yeah.
Has anybody called you, by the way?
No, I've not been called. Strangely, the phones have remained very silent. I don't know why. So let's talk about the undecided post. There aren't many left. I mean, I think
amongst the cabinet. Yeah,
I mean, the cabinet. He's way ahead of schedule. But I mean, there are, as you say, thousands of jobs that need to be filled. But the big ones, there's only a couple left.
Yeah. And by the way, worth noting the kind of the philosophy of the Trump administration, at least as we heard in the early reports, was he would allow the cabinet secretary appointees to largely staff their own agencies, you know, their undersecretaries, their assistant secretaries, all of these kind of, you know, middle management style positions, that he was going to let them pick their own, that he didn't feel the need to micromanage. And that probably, look, could this, if you end up having a bad cabinet secretary, could they pick bad people under them? Sure, it's always a possibility.
Yeah.
But it seems like a good idea that if you're going to bring in Rex Tillerson, that he have a lot of people who he's used to working with, who he trusts, who he believes he can count on underneath him for you know, sessions, for all the kind of people who are going to have these sensitive jobs, to have people around them that they trust and that they're handling, as opposed to the Trump administration trying to sort through and figure out, it's kind of like assembling a fantasy football team. You know, what kind of players are going to work well together and have the right kind of chemistry and dynamics there.
Yeah, and agriculture, I guess, Veterans Affairs is still not quite decided, so it looks like we're getting closer and closer to wrapping this up ahead of schedule. Remember, it was a complete chaos, and it looks like he's about done.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Well, the complaint from his critics on the left went from the traditional, he's way behind schedule, to, well, he's on schedule, but we still don't like the picks.
we don't like what he's done. Yeah. Well, that's the way it is.
We're in a hurry to get to this stage.
People are so surprised. He's doing what he said he was going to do. And that, it's a shock to this town. They're not used to politicians doing what they say they're going to do. It is 522 on WMAL.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
All right, this is, the 16th of December. And Christmas has always been on the 25th. And guys, I know that you're not ready. You don't have that gift for that special lady in your life. And it's going to be a problem if you don't come up with something pretty quick, right? And you're beginning to angst about it. You're beginning to worry about it. You just don't know what you're going to do. But don't worry. I, Brian Wilson, your friend and radio buddy, have the answer. I'm going to solve your problems. You need to get her the world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. Now, here's why the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Are you ready for this? And this is one of the greatest inventions of mankind. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to worry about that because every Pajamagram gift includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed if you act now. So pick up the phone right now and call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That number again is 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And then if you just want to go on web and do it that way, not a bad idea. Pretty quick and easy. Pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes three times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. And just for WMAL listeners, LeafGuard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com. Well, here's the forecast for you right now. Well, let's go to traffic and weather actually first. I'm sorry, 525. Let's get to traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No, we're all kind of freaking out about tonight's forecast.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cold, nasty.
Ugh, the Friday morning commute, we get off to a great start. 66, 95 in through town. I have no problems on DC 295, 270 quiet. Now, not so quiet, little bit of activity. Just a heads up, if you're heading northbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway, heading north to Laurel, and just past Route 32, now I'm seeing those brake lights to the crash between 32 and 175. Again, in the northbound direction, southbound, your lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As I said, increasing clouds, a high of 32 today, but then we get that wintry mix tonight, low of 27. But tomorrow, it'll be better, 52, after some wintry mix turns to rain. And Sunday looks like a fairly okay day. Currently in the nation's capital, it's cold. This is continuing coverage of It's Cold. 15 degrees, feels like 9 degrees. 526. Oh, and by the way, Jeff Marr with the Weather Channel will join us here in a few minutes to give us more detail about this Arctic cold blast we're getting right now. 526 on WMAL. You know, the police department has, here in the metropolitan D.C. area, they've got a difficult job because they have to deal with so many things that other jurisdictions don't get to deal with. But one of the things that has been of concern is making sure that police officers are held accountable for what they do on the street. And to that end, the Metropolitan Police Department has been giving its officers increasingly a number of these body cams. Mm-hmm. Well, they announced yesterday that some 2,600 body cams are now in place on the Metropolitan Police Force, which makes it the agency in the country that has the most body cams. So they've taken to this quite seriously. However, I have to point out that the body cam is only effective if the officers turn it on. And there was a shooting back in September of Terrence Sterling, who was an officer shot and killed this guy. And there are questions about what happened there. He didn't turn on the body cam until after the shooting. So, I mean, the question is, how effective can these things be if you don't turn them on?
I was about to say, it's kind of, I don't know if it's whether like wearing a bulletproof vest made out of styrofoam or an unloaded gun. You know, like, if it's there for a purpose, I don't understand why you'd be carrying it around without having it turned on.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they're trying to crack down on that. 528 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there.
Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 13265, consumeraccess.org.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Rebax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. All right, so what's up with this really cold weather? Why are we experiencing such frigid temperatures beyond the fact that it's almost winter? I guess we will get the explanation in a moment from Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Much of the Washington area is under a winter weather advisory starting at midnight tonight through tomorrow morning. They're warning of the possibility of snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight. Tonight and early tomorrow, it'll transition to just rain by mid-morning tomorrow in most places. And we're not alone. Much of the Northeast is shivering, says meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
We've got winter weather advisories out, and temperatures, along with the wind chill factor, it is bone-chilling cold from Philadelphia to New York, all the way to Rochester.
Low temperatures and high winds have put the entire Northeast in a deep freeze. U.S. intelligence officials are now convinced Vladimir Putin personally authorized the hacking of a Democratic Party emails during the election campaign.
That's because of the sophisticated hacking tools, cyber weapons, really, that were used in this attack, really the most sophisticated, which would require Vladimir Putin to okay the use of those tools. That, in addition to other intelligence, including human sources, leading to that conclusion today that Vladimir Putin ordered this attack on the U.S. democratic system.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto, and President Obama is vowing there will be consequences.
When any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
Mr. Obama spoke yesterday on NPR. It's another court appearance this morning for the North Carolina man accused of firing a gun inside Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington. 28-year-old Edgar Welch was indicted yesterday. His lawyer will argue this morning to have his client released on bail. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,852, the NASDAQ at 54,57. Sports, Seattle gets a Thursday night football win, clinching an NFC division title. College basketball, GW wins, the Wizards take on the Pistons tonight. The Caps meet the Hurricanes. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. You see, most people put off getting a new roof until the spring, which means winter months can get a little quiet for roofers. But New Look Home Design roofers want to work 12 months out of the year and are ready to go. That's why New Look Home Design is offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. And did you know New Look replaces most roofs in a single day? Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Annapolis, Bowie, 50 commuters, no problems. Heading up toward the Capitol Beltway, even inside the Beltway, without any early delays here to DC 295, which is incident-free, by the way. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, northbound direction, just north of 32. Still watch, we still have some accident activity. A little bit of a tap on the brakes there. 270 south in Urbana. Again, as you approach Germantown, two areas where I'm seeing a little bit of that volume forming. And Virginia 95, a little bit of volume as well, just as you approach the Occoquan. But travel lanes are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32. And a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. It will be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Arlington, 17 in Hyattsville, 18 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who's been very closely aligned with Donald Trump in his thinking. He will join us here on Mornings on the Mall. At 8:05, a very short visit by Greg Gutfeld. I amuse myself. 8:15, Christian Toto, a film critic, because we've got Rogue One opening. And by the way, our guest host has seen it, so he's going to talk about that a little bit later. Brett Baer at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here is senior political correspondent for National Review, Jim Garrity, a man that you should follow on Twitter, because you learn stuff. And joining us on the line right now, good morning to you. I'm sorry, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. No.
Joining us on the line now, Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel. Good morning to you, Jeff. This is continuing coverage of It Is Cold.
Yeah.
It is plenty cold outside. I mean, I'm looking at the forecast just outside our studios here in Northwest D.C. 15, but it feels like it's 9.
Yeah, that's not really the best way to start off the morning.
No, it's cold. So this is part of that polar vortex we keep hearing about, right?
Yeah, you know, and this cold air, you know, we had a very mild November for a large majority of the eastern half of the country. We had all that cold air that was bottled up across portions of Siberia, and now all that cold air has spilled our way, and boy, do we feel it as we start off this morning. And you know what? We're going to get another blast, I think, early next week as well.
Really? So this is we're in a pattern, I would say.
Yeah, we are. We're all over the place. We're going to have cold weather today. Wind chills, as you mentioned, single digits starting us off this morning. And then we'll warm up through the weekend. We'll get close to 50 tomorrow, maybe even closing in on 60 by Sunday.
Wow.
But that doesn't last. We're back into the 30s for a high on Monday, and then lows dipping down probably into the 20s on Monday night and early on Tuesday morning. So,
Jeff, it's Jim. Is this? I've always liked to pick up the Farmer's Almanac, and they always give us a sense of what the winter should be like or something. As I understand it, it was supposed to be very cold this year, but not a lot of snow. Is this kind of falling in line with that, or is it just a matter of just luck?
Well, yeah, just some big fluctuations. That's what we're seeing, because even though we're going to cool down early next week, the extended outlook as we head towards Christmas, you know, at the end of next weekend, has us maybe running about 5 to 10 degrees above average as far as temperature. So, yeah, just some big dramatic swings. I think that's really the trend for us as we round out this year, and we'll see what the new year has in store for us as we head into January and February. That's when I think we'll have more of a higher probability of some decent snow falling, if we are going to get some snowfall. But we're going to have some winter weather to contend with tonight. What's going to happen is we've got the cold air already in place, and as warm air begins to push in aloft overnight and precipitation develops,
right,
we'll probably see it start as snow and sleet, but with the warm air aloft eventually by early tomorrow morning, a transition to freezing rain and sleet before we change to all rain tomorrow afternoon. And that's the time frame that we have that winter weather advisory in effect. There may be a light snow accumulation, I'd say a half inch to an inch, and maybe a light glaze of ice.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, how bad is it going to be? I mean, are we talking about, you know, real accumulations, or, as we say, that very dangerous wintry mix?
Well, hopefully it will be mainly just some light snow, because if we get any freezing rain, it doesn't take much of that at all.
That's
to really
exactly
cause
right.
problems, especially
right.
elevated surfaces, your bridges and overpasses where you get the cold air trapped underneath the roadway. That's where I think we'd have the main concern. I don't think this is going to be a huge travel problem, just some light freezing rain possible, but it doesn't take a whole lot, as we mentioned. So I'd be careful if you're going to be out later tonight, certainly tomorrow morning, when this mixed precipitation develops, and then we'll eventually warm up above freezing into the afternoon. Tomorrow will be all rain falling for the bulk of tomorrow afternoon as we get close to 50. And a wet end of the weekend Sunday, that's when our high will get into the upper 50s, maybe even closing in on 60 with just rain falling before another blast of cold air behind it from Monday.
I mean, that's the good news here. If you can just get through about, you know, midday tomorrow, you'll be fine.
Yeah, a lot of people probably want to get a head start on a busy holiday shopping weekend. And, you know, I think the best advice probably, you know, if you can wait a couple hours, I'd wait until later in the morning and certainly afternoon. I think we're going to be okay. But it's that time frame from late tonight until probably about, say, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning that we're concerned about maybe some mixed precipitation.
All right. And this is the coldest of the year so far, right?
So far. But we're not done. Obviously, we got a ways to go. And as we mentioned, I think we're going to warm it up into Christmas. And then we'll see what happens towards the start of the new year. But big changes, big swings. You know, this is kind of weather that hopefully you stay well and don't come down with something, because we're all over the place. 30s, 50s, near 60 Sunday, back into the 30s Monday.
Talk about what's going on right now in the Midwest, because if people are traveling, let's say, you know, going to Chicago or to parts of the upper Midwest, I mean, we're talking about, when you think it's cold here, it is unbelievably brutally cold in those parts of the country.
Yeah, we've got a lot of winter weather as well. Chicago's under a winter weather advisory. They could get 3 to 6 inches of snow into Saturday, maybe closer to 9 inches up into parts of Wisconsin. Across the northern and central Rockies, it is going to be bitterly cold, and we're going to be dealing with some winter weather there as well, and a lot of heavy rain and strong winds across California, where a Pacific storm system is moving in. So if you are going to be traveling, definitely call ahead anywhere from the northern tier of the country into the Rockies and across parts of the West Coast and California. That's where you're going to find some trouble spots.
And when you're talking about feel-like temperature outside right now in northwest Washington of 9 degrees, it doesn't take long for you to get in real trouble in that kind of weather.
No, it certainly doesn't. I mean, you want to definitely bundle up as you make your way out. The hat's important, the gloves, obviously the heavy coat. It is going to stay cold right on through the afternoon. And then tonight, not as bad, because we'll have that cloud cover and that warm front's moving in. That's what's going to cause our precipitation to develop. And then tomorrow, big change, 50, upper 50s, maybe even around 60 Sunday. So about 30-degree change by the time we end the weekend Sunday, and then we drop right back down Monday behind the front end of the 30s. So.
All right.
Well, that's good. I thought my thermometer had become manic depressive.
Jeff Marr with the Weather Channel, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate you giving us an update on that. Look, you know, just take it very, very slowly this morning. And again, no problem driving. If your car starts, that's the major accomplishment of the morning, because, you know, it's that kind of the weather where you can drain a battery overnight. I left my laptop in my car last night, and then I went out this morning. I grab it and I come into work. it wouldn't function. it quit working. I mean, it sat there and said, no, yeah. I'm not doing this. I'm not working. And it wasn't until it got up to room temperature that it started to function again. That's how cold it is.
It was the blue screen of death or hypothermia.
That's right. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, we're doing okay between Gainesville and the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, definitely seeing that volume slowing us as you head eastbound through Falls Church. Just a heads up here on the Beltway outer loop as you come from the American Legion Bridge heading toward Tyson's, right in the vicinity of the toll road. State police say, yep, they have a report of icy conditions, maybe in two right lanes. They don't have confirmation of that. They're on their way, as is VDOT, again, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near the toll road. So we may have had some water issue there. No problems to report. 395, in fact, wide open. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Looks like you're up at speed. Northbound after 32. Incident had been cleared to the median. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Well, we continue to follow the travails over at Metro. Look, it's every day, it's another Metro story. And they've been trying to get things back to normal, Jim Garrity, but it's a very heavy lift. Apparently, so long they went without doing the kinds of maintenance they needed to do that they've got a real chore ahead of them. And then once they get it sort of back up to, you know, bare minimum standards, they feel like they need to change the way they do business so that they can have access to it for repairs going forward.
I was going to say, isn't the improvement program called Back to Good?
Yeah,
not even Back to Perfect.
No.
Not even Back to Really
back
Good.
To pretty okay.
Yeah, back to eh.
Yeah, well, and that is the goal. So yesterday, Metro finally took official action on the limited hours. And here is the news that you need to know about Metro going forward. Metro will now close at 11:30 on weeknights. I mean, they're rolling up the sidewalk at 11:30. And it will continue to stay open until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, which means that Metro is going to be closing an hour before the bars do. Yeah. Which is, you know, probably going to cause some
people.
You can
still have something of a social life, but as much as you're used to.
But you can't stay out till the bars close. And then on Sundays, trains will run from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. The idea here is you got to give them time because the way that the system is set up, as I understand it, what you got to do is give them time to get in. And you have to set up to do the repairs. Then you need some time to do the repairs. Then you need time to break down and get it out of there so that you can continue regular service. That's going to be for the next 2 years. And then they're going to have to report back to the Metro Board. I mean, a lot of people have been saying, no, you can't do this. But when they took the vote, there was nary a cry, just sort of a whimper, and there it was.
Mm. If you're an ancient Washingtonian like myself who moved here in the 1990s, there was a time back in the Marion Barry days where, like, everything in D.C. was terrible, but the Metro ran perfectly. It was the one thing you could totally count on. It was clean. It was relatively safe, all things considered. Reliable, ran on time, and year by year, it's been an odd trade. Like, a lot of things in D.C. have actually gotten better since the Barry days. But,
right.
Metro.
But Metro's gone the other way.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's part of the reason why. Nearly, according to this story that I'm reading, I'm trying to get a notable news source here in town, nearly half of Metro's track inspection department has been fired. Or staff members will face disciplinary action in response to problems that have to do with that July derailment. And apparently they decided that some documents had been falsified, inspections had not been done, the derailment back in July caused some $860,000 worth of damage. And three people who were on the train at the time had some injuries. One of them was, you know, sort of serious. So they went back and they looked at, well, why did we not catch this? And apparently what they found is that the inspectors were falsifying documents. So those people are gone, which, you know, look, one of the things that Larry and I have been talking about on this program for some time is, when do you fire people? And here we are. We're finally seeing Metro taking some action against people who have not been doing their jobs.
Hopefully the other half are now paying attention.
Well, yeah, and they're being disciplined. Mm-hmm. So, but hopefully their attention has been grabbed by all this. Look, the Metro is so important to what we do here. And as we have a situation in D.C. where they keep saying, we don't really want you to drive your car in the District of Columbia. We would prefer that you not. We want you to take public mm-hmm. transit. We want you to ride your bicycle. All of these things that they're trying to wean people away from driving to D.C., well, you got to have an option if you're not going to allow cars. And the option is Metro. That's the best thing we have going. They've got to get this in better order.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing and frustrating because there's nothing worse than being halfway through the tunnel, not getting any information. You are very much you're not just a passenger on the train. You're a passenger in life. You are no longer in control of your destiny. You're entirely in somebody else's hands. And I used to be a devotee of Metro, and now I drive myself everywhere. Just out of, if I'm in a traffic jam,
you've been
I could do something myself. Yeah.
Frustrated, right? Yeah. I get you. A lot of people apparently doing that as well. 5:51 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbo.
The White House press corps, the media in general, is working itself into a deep lather because there might be changes in the White House daily briefing. The chief of staff, Reince Priebus, floated the idea that the whole format in the briefing room seating chart might come under review. Quicker than you can say, spoiled liberal brats, complaints started pouring in. TheHill.com points out that seating arrangements are made by the White House Correspondents Association, not the White House. True enough, but the reason for that is that previous administrations were gutless and didn't want to be accused of playing favorites. Do you think Trump would care about that? I don't. He's already changed a lot of traditions the media was used to. Perhaps the change they resent most is that he doesn't allow them to travel on his plane. And he even had the gall to say during the campaign he thought libel laws should be reformed so that he could sue them more easily and win. Now, the president of the White House Correspondents Association is a guy named Jeff Mason. He works for Reuters. He wants to meet with Trump to work out any differences. Okay, fine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags and all that. Bottom line is, it's up to the White House how the press briefings are run, and if there are any, and who sits where, and who gets credentialed. If Priebus is serious about this, I'm telling you, this drive-by seating war could be a hilarious spectacle to watch, and I, for one, cannot wait to see the gaskets blow.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this mid-size accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
55 now, WML traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're doing great on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's good. Each direction between the beltways, Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. 95 as you come southbound, pushing out of Columbia, and 29 down to the Beltway. Also good. 270, just a little bit of volume in the Clarksburg area. So get our Friday morning off to a pretty decent start there. For 66, let's go Virginia inside the Beltway. That's the heaviest stretch as you head through Falls Church. And no problems to report into the district across the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, and DC 295. You check out fine. Thumbs up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32, and a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. It'll be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 15 with a feel-like temperature of 9, 556.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Amen. Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to have a discussion, and if you have a thought about this, get on the line right now. What is your least favorite Christmas song? I mean, that one that you just can't stand. I mean, we all have our favorites. What is the one you hate the most? We'll take your calls. Also,